Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Section 10 podcast. Here are your hosts, Jared Carabas, Coley Mick, and Steve Perrault.
What's up and welcome back to the Section 10 podcast, episode 270, presented by Barstool Sports. It is the home of your third place Boston Red Sox. My name is Jared Carabas, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. And this right here, this is Coley Mick, and he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that. Bada boom. Realest guys in the room. Steve, how you doing?
What up, Section 10 of the building?
In the motherfucking building. So now, for merch, the door just opened.
It did.
We have a partnership where we can print shirts. A lot of people are like, hey, where's the Jumbo Dong shirt? Where's the Rafi Big Scoop shirt? We can put all those shirts back out there and then some. So now we can create new merch, but there's an approval process that we've got to go through now, where I've already been I'm 0-for-1.
To explain.
So I tried to get a shirt, two shirts approved. So I'm 0-for-2. The first one was clear eyes, wagon ass, can't lose with a picture of Vladdy on it. That was a no. And then
Vladdy's, is there an explanation for why it's a no?
It's not that we say the word ass, but they're like, it might be perceived as like an insult. I'm like, buddy, I am glorifying that ass. I'm putting that ass on a pedestal.
So maybe, everybody loves a big ass. Come on.
Yeah. I'm going to take it as a maybe. Maybe we'll figure it out. We'll talk to Vladdy, and maybe we can get something working there. But clear eyes, wagon ass, can't lose. And Vladdy Jr. has a wagon ass. That one's a no.
I just sense some similarities between the two that you pitched.
Yeah. So I'm going to take
What if it's a picture of him like in a full sprint, and it just says the caboose is loose?
I think it should just be like, I love Vladdy's wagon ass, but he's on a wagon being pulled by a donkey.
Okay.
That's true. That is a good loophole.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
What if it's like a real tall tee? And it's just like, over your ass is his ass.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely ways around it. Like, we gotta work on this. There's gotta be a way to do this. But yeah, I think now we're allowed to make new t-shirts with your favorite Red Sox players on them.
That is huge. The naming is huge. Allison, who's helped us out a lot, was like, if we get it clear with MLBPA, we can use names. That is big time.
And likeness.
That is big time. Noontime.
Noontime. What time is it? Noontime.
Noontime.
So send us your ideas. If there's a shirt that you'd like to see that you'd like us to make, we can do that. But we usually do pretty well for ourselves in the idea department. It's usually I bet you an idea comes to fruition during this podcast. Usually like it's 11:03 Eastern on Thursday. So usually we come up with ideas on the late night pods.
The later the better, typically. I feel like there's been a handful of shirts that have been created after midnight.
Yeah. No, that's not untrue. But I don't know. I feel like marketing Vladdy's ass is good for the league. And correct. It helps market Vladdy. So it's kind of confusing to me why they wouldn't approve those shirts.
It's very confusing, Jared. It's almost as confusing as when you try to find the tickets online to the sports or the concerts.
Yeah.
Have you tried doing that?
Yeah.
What do you normally use?
I usually go to scalpers outside the stadium, and I always end up paying way more than face value.
Dude, use SeatGeek.
What's that?
SeatGeek is now the presenting sponsor of this. What is going on in there? All right, we're SeatGeek is now the presenting sponsor of the Section 10 podcast for the 2019 season. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites, ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work, and you save time and money, bitch. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You will immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, our listeners get an instant $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $10 off tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter promo code section 10, that's section 10. SeatGeek will immediately take $10 off your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code section 10 today. Big coupon, bitch.
Yeah, I'm still pissed about that. Not happy about that. We watched the All-Star game. For all the bitching that we did about which Red Sox players made it, which ones didn't make it. They didn't really do anything.
Did they even play in the All-Star game? I don't think they did.
I mean, what an outrageous take. That game's still being played right now if Xander didn't drive in that run.
Yeah.
He didn't get an RBI, though. I mean, can you say drove in the run if it's a double play? He drove.
Did the bat go? Ball go off of his bat?
Yep.
It went off his bat.
Did a run score?
Run scored.
I don't know what else you want.
That's true.
Xander drove in the run. He did a thing. No one else did a thing.
And then He cleared the bases so Joey Gallo could hit a solo home run. Everyone knows you can't hit a home run unless the bases are empty.
In the All-Star game, Xander Bogaerts cleared the bases.
Fact.
Cleared the bases. Mookie didn't make an out.
How wild is it, though, that the reigning AL MVP doesn't even get an at-bat and he's the only one that didn't? Isn't that a little odd? And Cora said, like, he wants to give other guys a chance, but, like, wasn't that weird? Was that not weird? Am I the only one that thinks that was weird?
No, I think it's perfectly fine.
What?
I think it's fine.
You think it's fine?
I think it's fine.
I thought it was weird.
Why'd you think it was weird?
I just think that's weird. Like, you got your manager is the manager of the All-Star game, and you just won the MVP, and you're an All-Star, and you're the only one that doesn't get an at-bat. I thought that was a little – I was like, that's a little weird.
Did you consider the fact that maybe he had to shit?
That is true. After the game, I was going through a list of, like, reasons why he probably didn't get the at-bat. The number one reason was that he probably told Cora, dude, I gotta shit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think – no one – I mean, Joe Buck for sure. No one was asking that question after the game.
Do you mean that he had to take, like, a really long shit that, like, took 8 innings?
The whole game, yeah.
And that's why he got in really late?
Yeah, you've never done that before?
No, I have. So I'm saying, do you think Mookie had that kind of poop on deck?
I mean, put it this way. I was at the All-Star game, and you're getting pulled in a million different directions. We're watching these guys doing a million different interviews. They barely have time to eat, so I would imagine that he probably doesn't have time to take a shit.
What is he pooping out if he couldn't eat?
No, I'm saying you barely have time to eat. So
But you can eat. All right.
He was probably having meal after meal after meal, and it's just like, well, now I'm kind of backed up. He's probably had his shit the whole game.
So he took a 7-inning poop, and then he got put in the game in the 8th.
Yeah.
Steve, what isn't clicking right now?
Yeah. No, I just wanted to spell it out because it makes perfect sense. I'm now upset that I even mentioned the whole why didn't he get an at-bat thing.
Because, like, you know, obviously no reporters are going to ask that question. Like, Mookie's not going to just be like, hey, by the way, guys, had a shit. That's why I wasn't in the game. He's not going to say that.
Basically, it's very obvious that no one is going to dig deeper when they just say they wanted to give other guys a chance. No one's going to be like, I bet it was the poop thing.
Yeah. No, it's – but, you know, credit to Mookie for not making excuses, and shame on the reporters for not asking the question.
Correct.
I'm glad. I'm glad that Bogey was there. For you, Coley, when I saw Bogey at the red carpet, I screamed. I cannot fucking believe that – you were 6th in the voting. I can't fucking believe it. I hope we have it on video because it was expletives and all. He deserved to start. He didn't. He drives in the game-winning run, gets robbed of the MVP, in my opinion.
Correct.
So now
– it would have been game tying.
Game tie.
Gallo got the game winning.
Yeah, but forgive me for not knowing. We left in the seventh inning because we had to go back to the RV to record the podcast.
A little ridiculous that I understand the whole Cleveland thing, but reliever in the fifth inning, one inning, MVP. I know Biebs and all that, but come on now.
He struck out the side. That was pretty
struck cool. out the side.
No, nobody that was responsible for runs was in the running for MVP.
I mean, like who? You're
gonna give it to Gallo maybe?
Yeah, no. He always does that.
Solo Dolos.
He always does it.
Yeah. I mean, that's all he does.
I was nervous when Verlander got two strikeouts in the first because I feel like all-star starters used to go two innings. When he got two strikeouts in the first, I was like, if he ties Pedro, I'm going to do unthinkable things. And then he just wasn't even out there for the second. So I was like, oh, neat. Yeah. See you later, loser.
That would have been tough for this podcast because if Coley murdered Justin Verlander, then you're going to jail, dude. You know?
I don't recall saying murder, but it wouldn't have been great.
What would you have done? Do you know? Or can you not say
it? Luckily, we don't even live in that world, so I've calmed down to the point where that brain isn't even on.
Mm. All right, good.
I'm happy for you, Coley, for being able to restrain yourself. But it's at the end of the day, it's a fun event. We got all worked up about Xander being sixth, rightfully so. But then you watch the game and you're like, well, that didn't really fucking matter.
The All-Star game most years, I'm like, all right, cool. Like I've noticed over the last handful of years, especially since the Home Run Derby's timed and all that, Home Run Derby is way more fun.
Way more fun.
It's not even close. Like Vladdy, talk about a wagon of an ass. That ass did work. 91 home runs and not winning the Home Run Derby is bizarro world. Do you think we should change that somehow? Like that's insane, right? You hit 91, you don't win it. This normally happens though, where the guy that wins the Home Run Derby didn't win the night.
I don't know. I mean, it's you could take those same eight guys and do the Home Run Derby over 100 times, and you're not going to have that big of a gap between the guy who won and the guy who lost. Like, no, I think
Vlad will hit 90 every time.
Yeah,
that's the point. Yeah. Like other guys would do different things. Vlad, no matter what, was hitting 90.
But it's also the fact that he had to go fucking three rounds just to get past Jock, and it's like...
Yeah, but they only gave him 13 more, I'm pretty sure. Because he finished with 42 in that round, and he hit another 29.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he only hit 13 in all those overtime. So he still hit 78 home runs without overtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he without the OT, he was still 21 ahead of Polar Bear, so...
And I get it. It's like a bracket. That's how every other bracket in the world works. But it's also not in the sense that you don't just see a guy jettison 91 spheres out of a park in an allotment of time. Like, that's what makes it different. It's like, clearly Vlad won that night. Like, Alonzo hit, like, 14 in the first round. Like, fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah.
You got it. You always have to watch out for that guy that just keeps advancing and isn't really dominating but keeps moving on.
Who from the Red Sox would you actually want to see in the Home Run Derby?
I don't think
there's no one. Nobody?
I know. No, I'm just saying, like, in this
what
format.
What about Devers?
With this format, Devers has a chance.
Oh, Vasquez.
Vasquez. Imagine Christian Vasquez just coming in and fucking cleaning house, going toe-to-toe with Vladdy in the finals.
I feel like Jackie could be decent at it.
No.
Like, he'd either hit zero or he'd win, like, he'd blow the competition out of the water.
I feel like he'd Jason Bay it, where it's just...
No, he wouldn't do that bad.
Jason Bay hit, what, zero?
Yeah, that was in the World Baseball Classic year.
Yeah, if you're like...
Troy hit one.
Yeah, if you're one of those dudes that did the Home Run Derby back in the day, how pissed are you watching the Home Run Derby now where the balls are, like, basically bouncy balls?
The juice bowl, well, I mean, it depends. There's only a small era in the middle where guys weren't juiced up and they didn't have the bouncy balls. Like the juiced guys have the same thing. Like McGuire's was the same shit as Vlad's. My thing is, like, the people who were like, oh, Josh Hamilton was more impressive. If Vlad got to take pitches and didn't have to swing it everywhere, he would have hit 40. Like, like, there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
It was so much harder to hit. What do they get? 2.5 minutes and then a 30-second bonus or some shit like that?
No, it's 4 minutes.
4 minutes, and then if you earn the, which pretty much everyone did earn the bonus, like, that was incredibly difficult.
Yeah, especially when you're I don't know. I don't want to knock Vladdy's conditioning, but I mean, he's definitely not.
That's the thing. He looked good.
He looked great. He didn't gas out at all. It was fantastic. It was exciting. It's just, you know, the wrong guy won. It is what it is. Like, what are you gonna do? What the fuck are you gonna do? I'm a big Vladdy. What?
Did you used to watch the old, like, they used to be on the summer on like ESPN2 and ESPN Classic, but it was like the old weekly home run derbies they used to have back in like the 30s and 40s.
Those were awesome.
It would be like empty stadiums, and they would just like come out of like empty stadiums, and it would be like one dude versus another dude, and they were just like
one umpire,
these little fucking shacks. And they were like these like little sheds on the field, and they were just like
they do like face. 9 innings of home run derbies. Yeah. Like they would, like one guy would hit and he'd get 3 outs, and then he'd go sit down and he'd get interviewed while the other guy was hitting. Those things fucking ruled.
Yeah,
those were riveting. What were the home run derbies they did? Nomar was in a couple. Griffey was in a couple too. They were just very random, and I don't know when they did them. I just remember they had like cards of them doing these home run derbies. I remember seeing some footage on ESPN Classic. Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
No.
I
gotta look this up because it's gonna drive me nuts.
Mm. While you're looking that up, we got an update on David Ortiz via his wife Tiffany on Instagram on Thursday morning. Quote, earlier this week, David underwent a third surgery for complications resulting from his gunshot wound. The operation was performed by Dr. David King at Massachusetts General Hospital. David is recovering well and is in good spirits. We continue to be incredibly appreciative of the kindness and compassion shown to David and to our entire family during this difficult time. So he's still battling. I thought for sure, like the way that it sounded, I don't know, maybe like a week after the shooting, I was like, this motherfucker's going to be walking out of the hospital and like a week and change after he gets shot. It obviously has not been the case, but full recovery still expected. A third surgery just went down. So I'm sure it'll only be a matter of time before we see David bopping around Fenway once again. But yeah, for those asking for an update, there it is.
So this was an unexpected, like this wasn't a planned thing though, right? This was something that like initially they didn't think he would need.
I have no idea. I'm literally the only updates that we've been getting have been from his wife, and that's the only one that I've really seen recently.
Right. We wanted him to like start game 7 of the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. I know. What idiots, dude. Like, we wanted him in there with Tuca and Chara and all those guys. Yeah.
People wanted him waving a goddamn flag.
I know. There was no
days after getting shot.
There was no scenario where that was going to happen. I don't know why that was a thing, but I'm just excited for when he's actually, you know, bopping around. Yeah. I'm pumped for when he's actually at Fenway. Yeah. Hopefully it's soon. Because that place is going to go nuts. You know they're going to have him do a first pitch or whatever they do. That place is going to go wild.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna be excited for that. If that's like a midweek game, I don't care. I got to be
there. Don't matter. Don't matter. Got
to
go back.
I have to be there for that. David Ortiz's first public appearance. Maybe like, ooh.
Ooh. Mm. Got to be there.
Don't hate that one bit. Tyler Thornburg.
What a transition.
Here's
what you do hate to see.
What?
Tyler Thornburg dead.
I don't know if I hate that. I mean, Tyler Thornburg, I feel bad for the guy. Hasn't given up a run since May 21st.
Fact.
Tyler Thornburg, here's the deal with Tyler Thornburg and why I feel bad for this guy. So he comes over. We obviously know the fucking Travis Shaw trade. Everyone's upset that, or not everyone was upset, but I was very upset about the Travis Shaw going to Milwaukee. And, you know, you're getting a reliever, but then everyone's kind of knocking Dave Dombrowski. Dave Dombrowski can't build a bullpen. Can't do it. He's never going to build a bullpen. Well, guess what? He goes out and he trades for a reliever from the Milwaukee Brewers, who in 2016, that was his last year with the Brewers, had a 2.15 ERA. is 0.94 whip and 90 strikeouts in 67 innings. People forget. I don't even think that if they forget, they just never even realized how good Tyler Thornburg was the year before he got traded to Boston. He was very good. Then he misses the entire 2017 season. 2018, he's got a 5.63 ERA in 24 innings. And then in 2019, a 7.71 in 18 and two-thirds. So Red Sox fans never saw how good Tyler Thornburg could actually be because he had a major injury, has the surgery. I mean, that's a tough one to come back from in general at any point, not just, you know, you don't want to give him like a timeline. Oh, like in a year he could come back. It's been 3 years. he's spent parts of 3 years in Boston, and he only has, call it 40 appearances to show for it. That's like half of a full major league season for a reliever. So yeah, it's a weird situation. I guess it's a knock on Dombrowski for giving up what he gave up, but how could you ever know that he was going to be this after the season that he had in 2016? There's no way to know that he was going to have the injury that he had and then to be able to come back from the injury that he had. You know, it's a wash because now Travis Shaw's down in AAA. It sucks, but I think it makes it look worse because the Carson Smith trade was also a dud. Like, you go out and trade for two relievers and a couple duds.
That's really what it is. It was the 0-for-2 of it all, because I've always had them both linked in my mind since we acquired them. I was so excited just to have two guys who, like, all their peripherals, all their, like, everything we knew about them coming in was that they were really good in their stops right before Boston. And neither of them pitched that first year, right? Maybe Smith pitched a little before he got hurt.
Yeah. And now it's just like, okay, Carson Smith. It's like, oh, we finally, like the Yankees, they have Chapman and they got Betances and they got all these guys. Like, oh, this is our answer for that. Like, we have Kimbrel, and now after that, we got Carson Smith and we got fucking Tyler Thornburg. And it's just, the bridge was never built to those guys. And you had to fall back on guys like Joe Kelly, who saved the bullpen. Where were you when he saved the bullpen? Fall back on guys like Matt Barnes and all these homegrown guys. When you gave up a fucking Wade Miley, a 200 inning guy who, you know, you could have used that at times over the past couple of years. He's having an outstanding year for the Astros this year. Not that he would still be here.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's, you gave up guys to get two relievers that essentially gave you nothing.
I remember even back then, me and you used to argue, I was always pro trading Shaw when his value was that what I perceived to be the highest. Obviously, he had some good years in Milwaukee, but I didn't have a problem with that trade, especially since
you had Devers.
Well, it wasn't even just that we had Devers. It was like Dombrowski tried to fix his biggest flaw, which has always been the bullpen. Like this year, this offseason, coming into this year, you could say was like the first time you could actively say he did not try to fix the bullpen.
Mm.
Every other year he tried, he just fucking stinks at it, which is fine. He's good at trading prospects for players, but as far as getting relievers and identifying that problem, even in Detroit, like that was how I was always so confident in that Detroit series. That bullpen was trash.
You know how weird it is now to sort of be a Red Sox fan and have like a shitty player be released from the team, and I'm not like excited. Like, I don't like that stuff doesn't like excite me anymore. Like Pablo Sandoval and Drew Pomeranz, like those are probably like the last two guys where I'm stoked to see them go. I feel like I'm just never gonna. It's gonna take a lot for me to hate someone on the Red Sox that much to where I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, y'all, this is going to be a touchy subject for you, Coley. You're almost going to have to be a Kyrie type for me to be like, get the fuck off my team. See you the fuck later. Like, I just didn't feel that way about Thornburg at all. Like, did he suck?
Well, no. I mean, it's also like a relief pitcher who never projected to be a closer. Like, there's only so angry you could get versus like the best player on Celtics team.
Yeah. Also, with the Sandoval thing, you had the contract deal, and by all accounts,
he's a fucking asshole.
And he's an asshole. And Tyler Thornburg, he seems like a normal dude. He just sucked.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes you suck.
Sometimes you're fat, and sometimes you suck.
When Beckett, and obviously he won a World Series, so it's different. But when Beckett left, I wasn't like, oh, thank God that guy's gone, even though like it was time to move on, but he wasn't, and he was like a dickhead by a lot of accounts too, but I wasn't like, yeah, get this guy the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's always weird when like the dickheads are always good teammates. So it's like
the good, you know, dickheads.
The good dickheads. It's happened before where you have to be careful of what you say, because guys who are dickheads to the media or whatever, and you got guys in the clubhouse being like, "No, I love him. Like, I'll fucking die for that guy." Like Beckett was that guy.
You always have to watch out for the good dickheads.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tyler Thornburg. The tough thing for me is that it felt like they were trying to not justify the deal, but that Dombrowski and these guys, they kept on putting Thornburg out there, just praying that something would happen. It's like, just, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And it was very sad for us to watch, because every time he came out there, all of Red Sox Twitter, we were just ready for the worst, and the worst happened every single time. I mean, the guy, what, he finished with a 6.54 ERA in 41 games with the Red Sox. Like, yeesh. So yeah, I mean, it's just an awful trade, but I think we should have bit the bullet a little bit earlier instead of waiting this long. But he's gone now.
And why would you bite the bullet?
You're not going to actually bite a bullet, literally. It's more a phrase. But like, I think
what does that even mean?
It means you just got to, like, you know, just quit while you're in this case behind. You're already behind. Just
yeah,
quit.
But like, what does biting a bullet actually do?
It's more a phrase. I don't think if you actually bite a bullet, nothing happens. Your teeth probably hurt.
All right, listen. So you just got to make your teeth hurt.
You got to make your teeth hurt and just get rid of Thornburg. And that's what they did. Dombrowski's teeth hurt right now. They're really nice teeth, too.
Talking about things that don't work, like, just because guys like you, Steve, are using an incognito browser or deleting your history, that doesn't mean your personal info is safe online.
That's true.
You know?
And Steve probably has memberships to, like, 20 different porn sites.
No, it doesn't make any sense because the free stuff's, like, the same.
No, it's not.
No.
Oh, so you have the memberships.
Yeah, we steal yours.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to keeping everything secure. You would know this if you actually knew anything about being secure. And it starts with Dashlane. Dashlane is the only one-stop shop security app that secures every aspect of your online life. You never have to remember and then type a password on a login page again. So far, based on that alone, that's all they really need to say for me to believe it's the greatest product ever invented. Dashlane keeps track and automatically enters all your passwords, protects your sensitive information, and securely autofills forms. Once you download the app, you basically have a digital bodyguard with best-in-class VPN, breach alerts, dark web monitoring.
Ever heard of it?
To see if your data is being bought and sold on the dark web, and much more. We should become big dark web guys.
I am a dark web guy.
True. Dashlane has rock star status in the App Store with 4.7 stars and is currently being used by more than 10 million people. That's a lot of people. Take control of your online info this summer and join them right now. Go to dashlane.com/rocket for a 30-day free trial of Dashlane Premium. And this summer only, you'll get 10% off when you sign up, friend. That's a 30-day free trial and 10% off Dashlane Premium at dashlane.com/rocket, dashlane.com/rocket.
So I have it's kind of an announcement.
What do you got?
And I want you to bleep out what I say.
Just don't bleep that much out.
We have two live shows coming up.
What should I bleep out?
I'll tell you what to bleep out.
All right.
The first one is going to be during the Yankee series at the end of this month at Bill's Bar, where we've done our live shows during the postseason. I think it's the Saturday. I'm pretty sure it's the Saturday, the 25th, is it?
That is the 27th. Saturday the 27th. 4:05 is the game. Do you have a time for the live show?
I don't know if that's the date, actually.
It's that series, all right? So we're going to let you know right now. It's that series.
That series, we'll be having a live show at Bill's Bar, which is across the street from Fenway Park on Lansdowne Street.
The playoff ones were awesome.
Yeah.
If you didn't go to those, they did a phenomenal job.
Yep. So that's going to be happening. Section 10 live show. Maybe try to get a special guest. I know Tommy Smokes and Hubs will be there for the short bus, and then
far from special guests there, just to confirm.
Yeah, they're just guests, really. And then we have another live show. The date not yet confirmed. And here's the bleep.
All right, bleep coming up. Get ready for a bleep.
There's a fucking bug on the wall behind you.
There's a spider on my wall. Oh, God. I hate spiders. Oh, my God. Get out of here. Get out of here. Oh, no. Light down. This is a nightmare.
It's one of those big spiders, too. Those guys don't fuck around.
I think this is beginning of Spider-Man Homecoming 3. All right.
That spider was so big I could see it in your pixelated screen.
All right. I think we're good.
Did you get it?
No.
Oh, damn.
He's just lingering. He's just going to jump out. All right. Damn. Anyway, here comes the bleep.
The second live show. Date not yet confirmed. Location confirmed.
Hey, that's big.
Yeah. So wow. I don't know when that's going to be, but that is that has been bought. So pretty excited for that one.
That is pretty big. I'm scared now.
I mean, that spider is probably going to get you.
Yeah, that's going to get me. Anyway, second half predictions.
I think here's my prediction. Chris Sale, he's going to win a game. At Fenway?
I was going to say.
I mean, if you're going to be ridiculous, it was not even a point.
I mean, that's why it's a bold prediction, Coley.
Oh, is this your bold prediction or just a prediction?
No, that's my bold prediction. Chris Sale wins a game at Fenway.
Coley, you got a bold prediction?
I mean, nothing to that extent. That's just...
That is a wild thing to say, but anyway.
Devers wins the batting title.
Oh!
I had Devers. How bold do we want to get? Yours was so bold, Jared.
I mean, I'm just reaching, you know.
All right. I was going to say Devers top three MVP, but I should really have said top five.
Top three.
Yeah, I'm going to say top five.
Top five.
Top five for Devers MVP. But nothing's going to – I mean, Chris Sale went at Fenway. Are you stupid? Yeah. I mean, he hasn't done that in over a year.
Jared, way to take it serious, Jared.
Well, it's a bold prediction sometimes.
Yeah, but we didn't say like an insanely.
You have like plausible deniability being like, yeah, like I'm not making a prediction. I'm making a bold prediction. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. We didn't say like the boldest prediction of all time. Come on now.
It is what it is, Steve. It is what it is.
What do we think? What just predictions for the second half? Like, what do we think it all comes down to after 162? I think they're going to play in Tampa. In the wild card game, I think David Price starts it, and I think he wins it.
Oh!
And it's going to be like, remember when he played here on the plane, you know, all that shit. And I think he's going to win the game in Tampa, and there's going to be like half Sox fans there.
Hey, I got another prediction. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Cole, you ready?
Uh-huh.
The Red Sox will pass the Rays. By the end of July.
All right. I mean, it's not that way. It's what, 2.5?
Yeah. Red Sox.
They play them in that gap. This is when we look at the schedule. That would probably help for these predictions. Let's see. They play the Rays in Tampa in a little over a week, in like 10 days.
So hear me out, Steve.
They play them. They play them five times this month. All right, that prediction is actually pretty good. I'm hearing. What do you got?
By the end of this month, the Red Sox will leapfrog the Tampa Bay Rays. The Red Sox will get within five games of the New York Yankees by mid-August, and then we'll see what happens from there.
How much money are you gonna? You're probably going to lose that bet, right? Was it end of July ahead of the Yankees with Willie Colon?
Yep.
That's going to be tough.
Not really.
You got to make up, 9.5 in 18 days?
Just 9.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, well, did they need to be
a tie? That's a wash.
Okay. So they only have to make up 9 games in 19 days. That's fine. 9 and 19. Yeah, that rhymes. Right. Or whatever. It reads smooth. Coley?
I think they lose the wild card game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
They're just not very good.
Ah.
Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They just aren't.
You don't think that they're going to do something about that at the deadline or anything?
No, because, like, what are they even going to trade? Like, no one cares. They don't care.
Who doesn't care?
I don't think the team generally cares if they make. I think they're like, listen, last year was a lot. Next year, watch out. This year,
2020 World Series champions does sound sexy. So they're just waiting
for that. It's way better.
2020 vision.
The 2020 World Series. Yeah, 2019.
Yeah, I'm all set. And they are too.
But back to back sounds cool.
Yeah, it does. But 20, Jared, 2020 World Series champion.
Yeah.
Boston Red Sox on Nesson.
Nesson. Those 2020 glasses for New Year's Eve, those are going to be cool because you got
those. Going to be dope.
They're going to be like this with the twos.
Your nose is going to have a two on it.
Yeah. There's going to be a two hanging off the side like that.
It's going to be dope.
They're like, 3, 2, 1, happy!
It's going to be really good. That was a good impression of it. Do we have anything else for second half predictions?
No, Steve, you're not seeing my vision, man.
Yo, what do you got?
It's going to be glasses like this, but there's going to be a two in the middle and then a two off to the side.
All right, I'm seeing it now. I didn't see it at first.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
This is good radio.
Well, I mean, it's a podcast. People can see my vision. People fuck with my vibes, you know.
Nah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Do we think Chris Sale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Why not?
Do we think Rick Porcello?
Yeah. I mean, you look at the numbers, and who's to say?
Yeah. Do we think Erod?
Probably. He's been throwing the piss out of the ball.
Well, do we think Moreland?
Yeah. Yeah, because he's more like a guy that's gonna, he's be like a reinforcement type guy.
Steve Pierce? Do you think?
No,
yeah.
Nah. The calf is a motherfucker. You ever have a calf injury, Steve?
Do we think Vasquez?
Of course.
But it depends.
But do we think Mookie?
There's a chance. I mean, you can't count the guy out because we all know what happens when you count out Mookie. You look pretty stupid. And that's happened a lot.
Do we think Benny?
Yeah, might as well.
All right.
I'm undecided on that one.
All right. And September, do we think Furbush?
September if we get a little fucking Dalton Furbush action.
What is that motion? That's like tickling the balls. Huh? What are you doing?
That's a ball tickling type thing to throw in my face right now when I need the Bushman. I need him up here. But he's got to get promoted soon. He's still in Double A, but I do need him up here, and I need him up here fast because you got nothing to lose. They're trotting out these schmucks. It's a pitch in close games, and you know you need to liven it up a little bit. You see what happened to the Red Sox when they called up Michael Chavis? It was a kick in the ass.
It was
a lot of baseball games.
It was a little slap in the ass. A little
fucking right on the butt.
Little. you know a good little slap on the ass. Yeah.
Right in the cheek.
Right cheek or left cheek?
Right cheek. No. Yeah, right cheek. Ah. Smack that ass and it's just like one of those. And they started winning games after he got called up.
Yeah.
Do you think that Dalton Furbush could be that same little,
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Ice Horse packs a good smack to the ass. I don't know if what a Furbush does.
Yeah, I think he's a little
slap to the bush. Oh, a little tickle of the cajones. Yeah,
little gooch.
The Red Sox really need a little tickle to the gooch. And
yeah. I mean, that's, if you break it down like that, who could possibly deny?
No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That should probably do it for second half predictions, right?
Who do you think is going to lead the team in homers in the second half?
In the second half? So yeah. Just second half?
Just the second half.
Devers.
JD.
JD is kind of due. He's kind of due to get hot on a homer streak.
Well, Benny's due just to get hot, and he kind of got a little hot.
A little hot.
But on the B-Day, he was B-Day hot.
Is it weird if my prediction for this is Jackie Bradley Jr.?
No. He's been hot.
He's been hot since like mid-May, but I feel like he hasn't gotten a homer hot yet. Like he's been hot.
He's been hit hot.
He's been hit hot.
Hit hot.
I still think it's going to be Devers. I'm picking Devers for most home runs in the second half. Best starting pitcher of the second half. Who do we got?
Price, man.
It has to be Sale.
Well,
so for fucking the,
I don't think it has to.
Has to be.
What has to be? How so?
If he's
like they need it, or do you think? You got to pick Sale. No, they need it to be Sale.
They need it to be Sale.
And they really do.
He
but like,
it
what
to be Sale?
What's Sale his best second be half been on this team? Not what's great.
What's the what now?
What's his best second half on this team been? Not great. They need Sale to have the best second half he's had on this team. Eckersley feels really good about it, and I always feel good about what he feels good about. So get out there. We do have some DMs.
Chris Sale's got to do it in the second half.
He has to do it. That, I know we've said it before.
What's
like,
what's your confidence level in Chris Sale in the second half? Do you think he's going to be better or worse than he was, or more of the same in the second half?
It's a question on America's minds right now.
Answer the question with a question. All right.
Chris Sale is probably going to be more of the same, Jerry.
You think so?
Estimation, yeah. I do.
Okay.
He's really shown nothing. There was a point there, a little point, where it looked like, this is just unfair. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, no, that was super fair.
Unfortunately, I think that there's a chance that could be the case. I don't think he's going to be worse. He could be a little bit better, but you can still be a little bit better and be classified as more of the same. Which is, he's not bad. Like, I don't know why he's not bad. He's not bad. He's just hasn't been dominant. He hasn't been, he hasn't been consistent, which is very un-Chris Sale-like. I'd like Chris Sale to be consistent in the second half.
It's felt very weird. I know he's owned up to it and all that, but like, he goes out there, you want Sale Day, and this is against teams that aren't good. Mm-hmm. That's the annoying part. These teams are not good. The Blue Jays are not good. That's two times in the last three starts. The White Sox, not good. The Orioles, not good. Even though his Orioles start wasn't that bad. Just do it, dude. Just do it. I mean, the start of May to mid-June, he had a 199. So, like, just do that. Just do that.
Just do that. Just do it.
Just do it. We got some DMs.
What, who's the first
girls
one?
From Laura.
Laura?
Laura.
What's her last name?
I don't know.
Can you look her up on Facebook?
On Facebook? I'm definitely not going to look. Actually, I'll find out just for you, Jared. I'm going to find out what her last name is.
Yeah, find out what her Facebook is. And
That was a code that we have always abided by. We do not give out the last name.
Yeah, I know that. Like, I'm saying don't say it on the podcast. Like, just tell me what it is.
All right, I'll tell you after the show.
But do you know it?
Down the DM, bitch. It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM. It go down. It goes down in the DM. It go down. It go down in the DM. It go down. Down in the DM, as always, brought to you by Ronald's Napkins. They clean your fucking face. First one comes in from Laura.
Hey, Laura, what's up, baby? Why don't you fucking hit me up on that Facebook Messenger? Facebook Messenger killed AIM. Like, that was
okay. You were saying that like you were going to get a rebuttal.
No, like AOL Instant Messenger went down the tubes after Facebook was like, hey, we want to fucking do a messenger too. And guess what? Like, Facebook Messenger was not as like I would have real in-depth conversations with girls on Instant Messenger on AIM. On Facebook, it's just kind of like, this is creepy. Like, you're in my DMs. Like, if you're in my DMs is like a creepy concept. AIM, it's like, dude, you're online to talk to people. Like, that's why we're all here. There's no profile. Well, there was a profile, but it's like, we're all here to chat. Like, on Facebook, it's like, I'm not here to chat with you, man. Hop up on my DMs. Like, fuck you, Facebook, for doing that.
Yeah, honestly, like, there's always been some sketchiness with DMs in general. But why? Because, like, it's just a message.
Yeah, like, just bring back AIM, and I'll get on there, and everyone will want to talk, because, like, that's why we're all here, dog.
Seriously, that was deep. That was good. Anyway, Laura says, hi, so first off, I'm a girl, and I'm from Kansas. So to answer your question, there are clubs in Kansas City, but let's be honest, there's only two. I live in San Diego now, and so my question for you guys is, will you be traveling to the Red Sox-Padres series later this season?
No.
Steve?
No.
I'm thinking about it.
This comes in from Tyne.
What?
T-Y-N-E.
Tyne.
In parentheses, it says teeny.
Teeny?
There's no way T-Y-N-E is pronounced teeny.
No, no. We'll
all right, teeny. We'll take your word for that's it. Right? And she's a girl.
Oh, what's up, teeny?
This is a roller coaster, man. The name, and now she's a girl. All right, yeah. So teeny's a girl. Yeah. My question for you guys is, what is the worst injury you've witnessed on the field across MLB? I only watched the Red Sox, so mine would have been either Matt Clement or Hideki Matsui. Clement, line drive to the head. Hideki Matsui broke his wrist in 2014.
Was it Bryce Flory?
Yeah, Bryce Flory.
Yeah, yeah.
In the face.
That one was bad.
That was real bad. Garrett Richards was a bad one. He got carted off.
Yeah.
I saw that one at Fenway. I don't know. I don't think I've seen too many like horrific injuries.
Wasn't live, but when Damon and
Damian Jackson
collided.
Damian Jackson, I don't know. I feel like I haven't seen too many injuries where it was like, ooh, that's gruesome, or ooh, that's like leaving the field. So I would say Garrett Richards.
The worst one I've ever seen was the Seattle Mariners Moose when he was on rollerblades. When he was on rollerblades getting pulled by an ATV and went straight into the outfield wall, broke both of his ankles immediately.
Yikes.
Yeah. Didn't that Moose take out Coco Crisp?
Yes, on a fucking like a four-wheeler.
That was very not
That guy was reckless.
That was not cool or funny at all. Like, come on, man. That's I'm actually okay with some of the stuff the mascots do. I think the whole like having Harper and Machado sign over their contracts thing is kind of tired now, but don't run over a dude. Come on.
Yeah, you can't run over a guy.
Well,
but
that's where I draw the line.
There you go, teeny. That was the answer to that one. This comes in from Joey.
Hey, Joey.
What is your most memorable moment from Tyler Thornburg's career in Boston?
Probably when I went to the baseball tavern and I went up to the roof and I was like, is that fucking Tyler Thornburg? Oh, wait.
What do you got?
There's another one. I went to the Prudential Mall, and then I was like leaving the mall, and then I was like looking at people standing outside, and I was like, is that fucking Tyler Thornburg? Both times it was.
It was both times?
Both times.
Probably today.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell. I have nothing there. This comes in from Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, guys. This is Jake from Connecticut. Why in the world would we release our most consistent reliever? Jake, that's a valid question, Coley. I don't know if you have any answer for that. Because
Dombrowski does not know how to build a bullpen. He doesn't know what characteristics to look for. It's simple, really.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. This comes in from McKenna. She's a girl.
Oh, McKenna. It's been a while, baby. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since you made an attempt to connect.
She says, hi guys.
Talking about.
Hi, guys. Love the show.
A connection.
Hi, guys. Love. Hi, guys. Love.
Sort of my energy and your energy just colliding like a supernova.
Hi, guys. Love the show. You're stranded on a deserted island with one Red Sox player from any point in time. Who would you choose?
To be stranded with?
Yeah. Maybe Brock Holt. Because we're probably going to... That doesn't mean that we're going to survive, right? Yeah, obviously not. So I think Holt would be a good one to spend my last moments with. He'd at least, you know, lighten up the mood, and he's a cool dude. Unless you're trying to get somebody that's going to, like, help you survive. Who are you picking?
If I was going to get stranded on an island with any player in Red Sox history, I would pick Damon Buford.
Oh, okay.
That's a terrible pick. I'm going with Bill Lee.
Oh, you just
the spaceman. Acid.
Yeah.
This comes in from Will.
Hey, Will.
Question for Coley. Is $15 million a year too much for Kelly Oubre? Hashtag SoGo.
This was a guy you didn't know who he was, and we just re-signed him to our beloved Suns. Two-year, $30 million deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the Phoenix Suns, man. Like, what are you going to do?
What the fuck are you going to do?
This comes in from Sam.
Hey, is Sam a girl?
No, Sam's a guy, and this is actually for you, Jared.
Hey, Sam.
Can you guys send me a picture of Jared holding up a penny? That way I can post it on social media with the caption, JC Penny.
What's a Sam? Sam, you're banned for a month.
Yeah, we forgot. We got to bring back Coley suspensions.
I suspended someone last week.
Who was it? I didn't remember that.
It was another DM. People are playing fast and loose.
Last one comes in from Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Not a question, but I'm in Kansas City this summer for work. Can confirm there are no clubs. Hold up, Jack. Wait, what was her name? Jack, Laura says that there's two clubs. So this is a confusing process. But anyway, we'll finish it. Fans are also too polite to recognize the size of JD's penis. Went to a Sox game at Kauffman and got congratulated by a Royals fan on the World Series win. I was disgusted. So our discussion about Kansas City last week has brought up a lot of DMs. And there is now some confusion on how many clubs are in Kansas City. So please leave us DMs if you're from there, if you know. I am sick of the Cape. I love the Cape, but there's so many bugs and spiders and flies. Anyway, send in messages to let us know how many clubs are in Kansas City. This is time for the main question of the week.
Your main question of the week!
Comes in from Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, guys. I'm Tyler from Maine. I didn't get to make the long spring venture from Maine with my father this year. When he returned, he told me the Red Sox are having pitching troubles, and I think I have the solution. So I hitched a wagon and made my way to New Hampshire to send this to you. The answer to the Red Sox pitching problems is in our farm system. He's a tall lefty named Henry Owens. He's got great stuff, and some have even compared him to Clayton Kershaw. You could relay this to the team. I'd appreciate it. I look forward to hearing your response when I make my next blueberry delivery to New Hampshire in September. That's shout out to Tyler. I actually, have you heard about this guy? Henry Owens? Am I saying it right? Henry Owens?
Henry Owens, tall, lanky lefty. A lot of promise. A lot of people talking about him. Actually, in 2015, had to have been 2015. I bought like the minor league like version of MLB TV just so that I could watch his starts. And my password was like Owens Swihart 15.
That's kind of weird. So he's been in the minors for that long?
Yeah.
Shit.
Been developing. They signed him as an 11-year-old international free agent from California.
God, Henry Owens.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Emptying the bench real quick. RIP to Astro. David Price's dog died. Dogs dying is like the worst thing
ever.
It's literally.
I was like going to blog it, and then I was just like, I don't even know what I would say.
Yeah, what do you even say? It's just sad. Yeah. It's very sad. So thoughts of David Price. That is tough. Losing dogs is awful. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the kid in the Section 10 shirt that got on the Fox broadcast at the end of the All-Star game. I think he wanted to put the Section 10 sign up, but he was caught in no man's land. His hands just kind of did like a gang sign, and it didn't really make any sense. But shout out to him. He took a picture with you. I don't know if
it was his birthday.
It was his birthday. Whoa. Big day.
I was down on the field and I saw him wearing the Section 10 shirt and I like ran up the stairs to like go meet him. And he was like, it's my birthday. And I was like, well, fuck, happy birthday. Met his dad. And I think Yeah, they came like a long way. They came like obviously just for the All-Star game, which is pretty cool when you consider like there wasn't a lot of pomp and circumstance surrounding the Red Sox players in that game. It's just like, yeah, dad and his son for his birthday going to the All-Star game in Cleveland. I thought it was really cool.
His name is Jeff, so shout out to Jeff. And lastly, as always, go to store.barstoolsports.com for the latest Section 10 merch. And there's going to be new merch coming. Do we know what we're going to do for the shirt of the month?
Coley, do you have any ideas?
I have two.
What are they?
One's the new Big Scoop shirt, like updated ice cream parlor type sign. Mm-hmm. What was the other one? I'll get back to you with the other one.
All right, thank you, Coley.
It was a good one.
And thank you, Coley. Do we have anything else to add?
New merch is coming.
Yeah, didn't we just turn on.
Didn't we say we were going to read one random thing that's buzzing on the trending section in Twitter?
I feel like we did that.
True, we already did that. That Area 51 thing is really buzzing.
I hope they make it, man.
I do, too. No one's ever thought of breaking into Area 51, so shout out to them.
Yeah.
Sox, just do it.
Just do it. Second half. First half didn't go the way that we planned, but the second half is almost it's a second chance. Second half, second chance. Play like you're capable of playing. And I know that the bullpen sucks, okay? We know that it sucks. But don't let that discourage you from watching this team, from supporting this team, and from watching them attempt to overcome how shitty their bullpen truly is. Because this offense...
it's very good.
It's one of the best. It's one of the best. And if they're going to make it to the postseason, which if the playoffs start today, they're not in. So we're watching a team that's fighting for a playoff spot. Guess what? They're going to get there. They're going to get there. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know who they're going to meet once they get there. But this team is bound for October. They have one of the best offenses in baseball. Maybe Dave Dombrowski gets off his ass and adds a reliever here at the deadline. I don't know. But help should be on the way in the form of Nathan Eovaldi. And we'll see what happens in the second half. Let's go Sox.
Just do Sox. It. Wouldn't want to cuff you.
Like a Sox kid shit.
Oh, there we go. Wouldn't want to cuff you.
She got the brown eyes, caramel thighs, long hair, no wedding ring. Hey, I saw you looking from across the way, and now I really wanna know your name. She got the white dress, but when she's wearing less, man, you know that she drives me crazy. The brown eyes, beautiful smile, you know I love watching you do your thing. I love her hips, curves, lips say the words. Tiamo mami, tiamo mami, I kiss her, this love is like a dream. So join me in this bed that I'm in. Push up on me and sweat, darling. So I'm gonna put my time in. I won't stop until the angels sing. Jump in that water, be free. Come south at the border with me. Jump in that water, be free. Come south at the border with me.
Like, a meteor could hit us at any point.
Yep.
And wipe everything out.
Done.
Like, everything gone.
Gone.
You ever think about that?
Yeah, I fucking hope it does. Dad saves 8-year-old daughter before drowning at Florida beach. Is that really CNN headline news? Like, I feel like that happens all the time. Like, I feel like if the 8-year-old drowns, then that's news. But, like, who the fuck is calling the news being like, hey, you'll never guess what happened. I just saved my daughter from drowning. They're like,
that is true. Who reports that? Is it the guy that saved the daughter? Because that's like, all right, dude, whatever. Like, she's alive. You guys are all gonna have family dinner tonight. Like, how big a deal could it have been?
It's not that big of a deal. Like, the CNN reporter definitely wasn't there to watch it happen.
Yeah, and like, what could you say after the fact? She's right here. She can even talk about
it. You want to comment? Yeah, I fucking can't swim. All right, well. Maybe you should learn how to swim before you get in the ocean.
That's a good point. For emptying the bench, we should just pick a random trending thing on Twitter because they're all garbage. Twitter going down is the first one. That was actually – I thought that was just Cape Service being bad.
Yeah.
not the case. It was bad everywhere. Armored truck's door flies open, pouring plenty of cash onto an Atlanta highway.
Mm.
That's actually, that looks like a lot of fun. People
you have to give the money back. I feel like that's on you at that point.
Police say approximately $100,000 spilled onto I-285 on Tuesday night and have asked for people who picked up the flying funds to return the money.
Yeah, let me just bring it back.
At what point do you just, like, bounce? Because you got to get out of there, right?
I mean, it's not marked.
How no, I'm just saying, but I'm just saying the odds of, like, news showing up, police showing up, you got to get out of there at some point. How much do you collect before you're like, all right, yo, we got to roll?
I mean, there's no way to prove that the money that I have in my pocket is the money that was on the street.
If I'm saying if the news people show up and start filming, then it's like, hey, that's
yeah, yeah. But unless in, I'm going to fucking pocket as much money as I can until someone shows up. And then when someone shows up, I'll be like, dude, I like some of this is from the truck, but like my fucking money fell out of my car too. This is a coincidence.
that would be funny if you're pulling the side of the street, just like, wow. Well, it ain't that crazy.
This is like, you're never going to believe this, obviously.
I hit the brakes and like $8,000 flew out of my trunk. Oh my God.
Yeah. Legendary swag, young God, stay dripping. Spilling champagne on a boat, big pimping. Life is but a dream, look, bitch, stop tripping. You know what it is, you know what it isn't. She just get it popping every time daddy visit. Drinking by the pool, go ahead and take a dipping. Life is but a dream, we living, stop tripping. You know what it is, you know what it isn't.
I really put the work in, don't you ever try to play me. I would die a legend if today they JFK me. Riding in my 65, listening to Amy. I've been to hell and back and through it all remain the same. I never gave a fuck, $1 million couldn't change me. As long as Mark Zuckerberg still got that zip hoodie. I think about the journey and think what it did to me. I'm eating like a king until I got a big tummy. Hair slick backwards with a skin fade taper. Captain save a hoe, never I can't. Saver. She said I drive her mad, Gerald's raps Don Draper. All day I touch paper, bitch don't ask me for no favor. If you wasn't here before it, your call I ignore it. How quickly they forgive these days, I swear I can't support it. 600 horsepower, I just hop inside and floor it. The money I adore it, every year I'm getting more lit.
Legendary swag, young God, stay dripping. Spilling champagne on a boat, big pimping. Life is but a dream, look bitch, stop tripping. You know what it is. You know what it isn't. She just get it poppin' every time daddy visit. Drinking by the pool, go ahead and take a dippin'. Life is but a dream, we livin', stop trippin'. You know what it is, you know what it isn't.
Yeah, she just so bad, make you take a second look. I fly for a week, she just come to fucking cook. And post by the pool with her feet up, read a book. I text her LA question, that was all it took. She clicks her heels three times, she'll be here by tonight. I text my travel agent, name and birthday, it's a flight. When we was broke, I used to tell my moms we'd be on.